A woman caught with a brick of fentanyl worth millions after a handoff in Langley will spend up to 8 years in prison, despite her lack of any other criminal record. Hong Din, who also goes by Carrie Din, was convicted of a single charge of possession of fentanyl for the purposes of trafficking in April, 2023. She was sentenced on January 10 in Victoria Provincial Court by Justice Gordon Wetherill. According to Wetherill's sentencing ruling, Din was under police surveillance on May 3, 2019, when she took the ferry from Swartz Bay to Sawa Senator, then drove to a parking lot in Langley. She rendezvoused with another vehicle, and exchanged bags with the other driver, putting a blue cloth bag in the trunk of her car. Din headed straight back toward the Sawa Sen ferry terminal, but was arrested in Delta before she could get on board. Inside the bag, police found a brick of just under 1 kilogram of fentanyl, with a purity of between 62 and 71%, Wetherill said. During the sentencing hearing, Crown Counsel argued that Din should be jailed for 9 years. They acknowledged that Din was a mere courier, and not the organizing mind of the drug operation. But the sheer amount of fentanyl was considered a major factor in sentencing. Depending on how it was cut and sold, the brick had an estimated street value of between $5 million to $9 million, and could have been sold as 200,000 to 600,000 individual doses. The Crown also argued that Din was working entirely for personal financial gain. Read also. BC men charged in $35 million fraud ordered extradited to U.S. The defense argued that Din had no previous criminal record and has expressed remorse, including by an apology letter to the court. She has been on bail since one day after her arrest. In the letter, Din wrote that her decision to become a drug courier was a grave mistake, and that it has already had an enormous effect on her life. The defense asked for a sentence of between 4 and 6 years in prison. Wetherill noted a number of factors on Din's favor, including supportive family, friends, and C0 workers, her lack of a previous criminal record, and the fact that she has a steady work history and is unlikely to re-offend. However, given the quantity and purity of the fentanyl in this case, she was nevertheless at the upper end of the courier spectrum of intentional risk-taking and the consequential harm that would have been involved, Wetherill wrote. Her role was integral to facilitating the placement of fentanyl on the street. The primary considerations in sentencing when such a large amount of fentanyl is involved, Wetherill wrote, are denunciation and deterrence. Ms. Din's moral blameworthiness is not attenuated by the fact that she was a mere courier, Wetherill said. Din apologized for her wrongdoing just before Wetherill passed the 8-year sentence. She has credit for one day of time already served, and will also have a lifetime ban on possessing firearms.